Kirimos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota Daf Tes Vav. And I think I just correct quickly for a minute. I think I misspoke a little bit yesterday. I mentioned that the rest of the parak deals with the Korban Mincha. What I meant was that the rest of the daf deals with the Korban Mincha, not the rest of the parak. The rest of the parak continues, talks about the whole Sota process, right? With yesterday's daf and a little bit of today's. Right? We'll talk about, finish up the topic of the Korban Mincha, and then we'll move on to other topics in the process of the Sota, drinking the May Sota. Okay, but either way, we're here at the two dots, about 6-7 lines up. Misalik is a Levona L'Tzadechad. Again, this is quoting from our Mishnah, again, talking about the process of bringing the Korban Mincha that the Sota does. So that basically, Misalik is a Levona L'Tzadechad, but he said that we moved the Levona over to the side of the Klishares, away from the flour and the oil. In order, so the Kometz doesn't include some Levona, because we learned in the Mishnah, Kometz ve'olav yadu tzor gargar melech korei Levona. If any of the other items, right, some sort of salt or some sort of piece of Levona comes up in the korban, in the Kohen's hands when he does the Kometz, then puzzle, then it is no good. The Kometz mimakom shesrabe shamna, right, the shmena or the shemen, right, he takes the Kometz from the place where there's a lot of oil. Minalan, how do you know? Right, station pasuk, misalta umishamna umigirsha umigirsa umigirsa umigirsha umigir. Checking over here on the side. That's a different pasuk. Yeah, umigirsa umishamna. Okay, either way, you have to take all of those things. You have to take from the shaman. Vinosno Latoch Kli Sharis and Makacha Lukli Sharis. Kamar says Lamali, right? Well, when he does the Kmitza, or he takes the Kometz, right, he puts it in a Kli Sharis, why do you have to do that? Right? You already put in a Kli, right? You're dealing with a Kli Sharis. You already took a Kli Sharis at the beginning, right? He's taking the Kometz from a Kli Sharis. So the Gemara asks, Lamali Hakacha Chadzimna. Right, you already were Makadishit, right? Meaning to have a Adam. So the Gemara says Adam, right? Not Adam, but meaning to have a Adam. It's similar to the blood, right? To a blood of a korban that is shechted. Right? Again, we've mentioned in the past that menachos and zvachim, right, korban mincha and a korban that is shechted, a zevach, right, a korban that shechted, right, have a lot of similarities. There are parallel avodas that go on, and the kmitza is like the dam, is like the blood, is like the shechting. So afogav the kedishte sakin v'tzavar behema hader makdish lebikli shoreis, right? Just like the blood, where the blood is first of all shechted, right, with a knife, which is a kli shoreis. It was makdish with it was made kadosh by kli shoreis. It is once again, right, made kadosh by another kli shoreis when they accept the blood, when they kabbalas hadam, when they accept the blood and then they bring it to the mizbeach for a sprinkling. Right, so then Hakanami Loshnos is also to over here by the Korban Mincha, right, the Kometz, even though the Kometz was Makadish once in the Klisharis, right, we put in another Klisharis to be Makadish it again. Just very quickly, this is actually a Machlokas Rishonim as to whether the knife, the Sakin, has to be a Klisharis. It's Machlokas based on other Gemaras that the Tosfos mentioned over here. No, it doesn't mention over here. That's on something else. Okay, but it is Machlokes Rishonim as to whether obviously this Gemara seems to hold that the knife does have to be a Kli Sharis. The reason it just pops into my head is because, right, we just had one of the proofs that the knife does not have to be a Kli Sharis is the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says that everybody would bring their own knives to shech the Korban Pesach. Right? Erev Pesach, right? Obviously, this is very busy, so everybody would bring their own knives. That seems to imply that the knife does not have to be the Kli Sharis. Okay, this Gemara seems to imply that it does. Vayter. Umalakit is a Levona Venosno Algabov, and so he takes some of the Levona and puts it on top of the Kometz, on top of the flour. Dechtiv es kol Levona Sher al HaMincha. Again, it says the Levona goes on the Mincha. Umaleo Makdiru B'Kli Sharis. He brings it again in the klisharis, but klisharis maktile. Right? Really, does he really bring it in the klisharis? Right? He doesn't put it on the fire, right, with the klisharis. That doesn't make sense. Or is he putting it the fire in the klisharis? Does he put the klisharis on the fire on the mizbeach, or does he put the kometz? Ella rather aim malehu be klisharis laktiro. No. What we're trying to say is that he brings it in the klisharis and offer to bring it to the mizbeach, right, to pour the flour on the fire. Umolcho venos no gabi ishim. Right? He puts salt on it, as we said, right? The Chetiv Pazuk says, Farshtes and Pazuk, right? V'chol korban minchoscha v'melech temlach, okay? Right, yeah, there has to be salt. Karev ha-kometz she'ara necholin. As soon as the kometz is brought, so then the leftovers are eaten. So minolan, how do you know? How do you know that that is true? The chetiv, because the pasuk says, "V'ktira kohen says karasa uksiv anoseres me'amichal aron uvarav." Again, you bring the kohen is makter it, and then it is mutter for them to eat. Right, the karav akometz lamar. Comma. I mean, it really should be like two dots or whatever. Karav akometz. Once the komets is brought, so then lamar kidi islay, lamar kidi islay. Then it depends on meaning how long do you need for the fire to take the flour before it becomes considered to have been brought. So it's a machlokas, and it's however you hold like. Right, the emara, because we said akometz meimisay matir shirayim beachila. What point, right, when you bring the komets onto the mizbeach? This little bit of flour that onto the mizbeach. At what point can you eat the leftovers? So Rabbi Chanina Amar Mishetishlo Bo Aso Haor. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishetatzis Haor Berubo. It depends. Did the fire catch it, or did the fire burn most of it? Again, I would imagine with a little bit of 3 fingers full of flour, I'd imagine that's not really a tremendous nafkamina difference. But that is the machlokas. Okay. V'reshayna kohanim litin l'tocho yain v'sham and dvash. The kohanim can make this nice fancy dish with it, whatever. My timer, what's the reason? Right, the Amakar, Pazik says, Lamashcha, right, Lamashcha, Ligdula, Kederach Shamalach and Oakland. To make it big, right, to make it godel, to make it like, not just like the kings eat, right, you can eat it with, trumped up into some nice dish. Vein Osun Elamele Chametz. Right, dichtiv lo sefer chametz chelkam. Again, you can't make it chametz, right? Because the pasuk says, very, very good. Right, you can't eat any of it. Chelkam can't eat any of it. Their chelik can't become chametz, even though the other part can't really become chametz either. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Ben Lakish, afilu chelkam lo sefer chametz. Right, even the kohen's part, right, cannot have chametz. Kol ha-menachos, again, that we had said in the Mishnah, right? All the menachos require shemen and lavona. So v'chol ha-menachos tunos shemen levona v'ayika mirchas chotei. Gemara says, what do you mean? Really, what about the mirchas chotei? Rechman amar lo yasim aleha shemen v'lo yiten aleha levona. It says very clear in the pasuk that it does not have the shemen and the levona. That's basically, yeah, meaning that's, just to clarify, shemen mirchas chotei, right, is, if the Rashi over here, haba alachei demetamei mikdash ushuas ha'idosh ushuas bitoy. That's called the korban olav yored. Right, depending on, we talked about that in Nazir, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or at least in Adarim, I think in Nazir. Yeah, that, again, depending on how wealthy you are, right, that depends on what you would bring. So, a korban mincha, a korban chotei, again, if a person is poor, right, if he's the lowest level, right, again, 3 options, right? There's a set, there's a couple of birds, or there's a korban mincha. So, a person is the lowest level, if he's a poor person, right, you bring this korban for one of those 3 things, either metabe in the Beis Hamikdash, who became tamei, or he made a shvua, he lied in Beis Din, or shvua was pitoy, right? Again, he violated a shvua. So, so that's what we're talking about over here. So the pasuk says very clearly, you don't bring oil, you don't bring a lavona. So what do you mean? So our Mishnah said, call a menachos to an shemim a lavona. That all the menachos require. So the Gemara says, no, this is what I meant to say. Call a menachos to an shemim a lavona, ubos minachidin, ubos solas, and all of them come from chitin, right, and come from soles, right, meaning the very fine, right, chita, right, very fine flour. But minchas chote, right, meaning that, but minchas chote, then, if that, aval pisha ain't a tuna shemen ulavona, but even though it doesn't require shemen ulavona, ba minachita ba soles. It does need to have this fine flour aspect to it. Minchas omer, again, this is just going back to the Mishnah, right, the minchas omer, aval pisha hi ba minasorim, tuna shemen ulavona ubar gerish, right, even though it's made not out of wheat, but out of barley, it has to be fine, you know, finely ground, like these Geras Carmel, and it has to have shemen and lavona as well. V'zu einu tunin lo shemen v'lo lavona v'uba minas orim uba kemach. But this one, meaning contrasting it with the korban of the mincha of the sota, right, does not have shemen, does not have lavona, it's brought from barley, and it's not even ground up, right, it's brought, as we said before, right, without being very, very barely processed, not barley processed, but barely processed. Tani will end in a brisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Really, the mincha of the chote, of these 3 sins that we mentioned before, really should have shemen and levona. Because what's going to happen? This guy is getting off easy, right? His korban is cheaper, right? Because he doesn't have to bring shemen, he doesn't have to bring levona, and therefore he's being rewarded. He has to bring a less valuable korban. So why don't we make him bring it? Right? We don't want his korban to be nice. It shouldn't be a nice mahudr. We know the lashon mahudr by an esrog, right? It shouldn't be a nice mahudr korban. It shouldn't be a nice korban. This guy did a chait, right? We don't want him to have a fancy korban. Ubedinu, and really, you should take chatas chaylev tuna nesachim, and so too a korban chatas, right? If a person eats chaylev, also should require the nesachim, right? The libations that that accompany it, right? Shelo yehi chotin iskar, because right, we don't want this guy who again ate chaylev, right, that he should not again chotin iskar should not have to have a cheaper what's it called? Again, now, just to be clear, the chatas is for chaylev is not anything special, right? That's a regular chatas. Again, that's not special chatos. That's a regular chatos. When it's saying it should have these nesachim, that's like a korban ol and a korban shlamim, right? They have certain nesachim that go along with them, but the chatos does not. Chatos guy did a sin, regular chatos, and now he is benefiting because his korban is not as expensive. But the same idea. Mepnima ina tuna shelo yehi korbano mehoder. Right, we don't want it to have. Be a beautiful korban. Aval chatos of shel metzora v'ashamo, but the chatos of a metzora, right? And an asham, right? Then tuna nesachim. We do require that they have these libations. The fi she'ein boyan al chait, because they do not come. The chatos and the asham of a metzora do not come for a sin. The Gemara says, "Ain't he really a metzora? Just you got stam metzora tzaras guy just shows up with tzaras one day, doesn't come for a sin." Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmina, Rabbi Yonasan, al shivad ra'arim the goyim boyim. Right? We can have many things a person can get. Tzaras, right? It's not only lashon hara, right? It's several, many, many, many things you can get tzaras for. Gemara and erichin, shvus, etc. If you look in the Mizrach Hashas, so Gemara says, "Hasam, you're right. Hasam, no. The korban is not a kapara, right? Hasam minigehudi kaperle, right? The kapara is the tzaras, right? He's already got atonement for his sin, and the korban is just allowing him now to become tahor and eat kachim again, right? Kimaisi korban leshdruri bekachim who the kamaisi that the reason for the korban is just to make him able to eat." Korbanos, but it's not actually to come to give him a kapara, to give him an atonement. Ella me'at, if that's true, chachat is not to tune in the sachim. Well, what do you mean if you're telling me that the korban is just coming right to make him be able to eat korbanos, and therefore he's able, he should have nesachim, so to a nazir. The korban nazir is also not coming for a chait. Right, so he also should bring nesachim. This Gemara says, "Sabar like Rabbi Lazar hakapar." Again, this recorded in the last mesachta. Damar nazir nami chote hu, the sinner. Right, the nazir is a sinner. Right, the nazir again. Well, we had this whole discussion, if you remember. Right, if it's referring to any nazir or just a nazir who breaks his naziris, but again, Rabbi Lazar kapar. Right, he says that his shita that we had several times is that a nazir is a sinner, and therefore. Right, it's not his chatos is for that chait, and therefore it's not going to have he's not going to have what's called. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Kashem." Again, he had said just like her meisim, it was a meisim behemah, so to her korban, right, is a meisim behemah as well. The Gemara just gives a little color to that statement and gives the background to where it was coming from. Tanya will learn the Rabbisa. Amar lahin Rabbi Gamliel lechachamim. Rabbi Gamliel said the chachamim sofrim. Right, again, I guess a nice nickname for the chachamim. Hanichuli, let me be vadrashana kimin chomer. I'm going to give you a drasha, right, like a chomer, like a what's it called? Like Rashi says, if you look shelzah for the chotmim, right? Again, a beautiful jewelry, right? Drasha like jewelry. The shamay the Rabbi Meir that I heard Rabbi Meir the gomer, and he said he hachiloso madan neolam v'firach karbana maichal behema, that she right fed him, right? Then Rabbi Meir's shita, Rabbi Meir was saying right that he had heard of him again. What meaning? This is what started. I mean, Rabbi Meir had said that she gave him foods, right, very delicious foods, and therefore her korban is Michael Bahema. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi, this is one Rabbi Gamliel said, Hatenach Ashira, but Ania Michael Amemar. Right, but that only works if the sota, right, was rich. But what about a poor sota, right? There are poor people who could be a sota. So Ella, rather, no, Kashem Shema'aseh Michael Bahema, not because she fed him delicious food, but because her maisa, because her action this year, what she did with this guy was a maisa behema, right? Just who has no regard for marriage, etc. So kach korban maisa behema, so too maichol behema, so too her korban should be the food of the behema of a behema. Okay, weiter. New Mishnah. Haya mevi pili shel charis. Interesting word here. Pili, Rashi says, kosh shalmayim, a cup of water. Interesting word. I think the Bartanura says it's a word that's Greek. Okay, interesting. Okay, not the Masoz. I'm sorry, the Masoz Hashas already mentions it. Not the Bartanura. If you look at the Masoz Hashas, it says v'kachach ha'aruch shehu kos v'loson yovan. Right, fascinating that. V'kach amar v'perish rav v'Bartanura. So Baruch Hashem, tarti mashma, not tarti mashma, but Baruch Shekivanti, I guess. That's where I saw it. Is that he says that the pili is a lashon of Greek. So he brings this Greek cup again. I don't know if this is actually the drasha that he makes, but Pasha says that she did a maisa of Greeks. Right? Greeks also didn't care about marriage and stuff like that. Okay, it's interesting that they would use a Greek word. They could just say the word kos, right? The Mishnahs are written in Hebrew. Okay, fine. Hayamevi pili shel charis. Right? You got to bring a cup of pottery of clay, and you could take half a log of water from the kior, and the kior being using the kior was made out of the women, right? Made out of the mirrors that the women in Mitzrayim had used, right? Again, in order to make sure that Am Yisrael procreated, right? And that was considered a very holy thing, right? And so we take the dafka water from the kior that was made out of these mirrors that were used, right, this instinct for kedusha, right, to prosecute anyone who uses this instinct for not kedusha. So maybe pili shel charis v'nosan l'tocha chatzi log mayim min hakior. Rabbi Yehuda omer revius, or Rabbi Yehuda says it's revius. Kashem shememayit b'chsav kach memayit b'mayim and shotu memayit b'mayim. Shotu, we'll see in a second, not today, but we'll see that Rabbi Yehuda says that there's actually a lot less of the psukim that you have to dissolve and erase in the water. So therefore, he argues that there needs to be less water. Meaning the whole machlokas is the same machlokas, right? What, it just depends on how much stuff you have to erase. So according to Tanakama, you need chatzilog. Rabbi Yehuda says you just need a revius mayim. Okay, fine. Nichnas lahechal, right? They're going to the hechal and to the kodesh kadashim equivalent. In the Kodesh Kedoshim, right? The Kodesh Kedoshim wasn't back, but the building that held the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim, again, using the equivalent of the Mishkan. Nichnas Zahichal upon Limino, and he turned to the right. Umakom Hayasham Ama al Ama Vatavla Shoshayish, Vatabaz Hayzer Kuvuba. And there was a place over there that was one Ama by one Ama wide, one of the tiles, right? Again, one of the marble tiles. Tavlish Hashayish, one of the marble tiles in the base of Mikdash, and there was a ring over there, Shumagbiya, and you could lift up that tile. Venotel offer mitachta, you could take some dirt out from underneath it. Venosin, and you'd put it in the cup. Kadesh Sheyira alamayim, so enough that you could see the water right on top of the water. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Umina afar Sheyira bekarka hamishkan, yikach hakohen venosan alamayim. So the pasuk says, right, that's you take some of the dirt that was by the Mishkan. Why'd you do that? Again, so that's already other, not for now, but just very quickly that there's a medrash that says that offer that Adam Arishon, right, was the offer that Akash Baruch Hu took was from right by the Mizbeach, and so we would kind of again this sota is going against all the whole concept of procreation, etc. And so that's not for now, but that's part of the meisim behind it. Tanu will under baisa pili shel cheres chadasha to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says it has to be a new cup. Has to be a new earthenware cup. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, why is that? So Gamar Kli Kli Mi Mitzora. He is a drasha from Mitzora. Mal Halan Cheres Chadasha. Afkan Cheres Chadasha. Just like by a Mitzora, right, in the whole Tara process, right, that you need to have a new cup, right? You need to have it. So too, over here, right, you need to have a new cup. I have also minela. How do you know over there? Because the Chetiv, suppose it says, chadas, el kli charis al mayim chayim. You shecht the bird right into a kli charis, right, on mayim chayim. Right? Mayim chayim is water that has not been disturbed or used for anything. Right? Ma mayim chayim shalon asta ba mahem malacha. Right? Mayim chayim is unused, previously unused water. So af kli shalon asta ba malacha. So to a kli, the utensil has to be previously unused. But if that's true, if that's the Gzeirah Shavah you're using, says the Gemara, Malahalan Mayim Chayim Kan Mayim Chayim. So maybe you'd have to use Mayim Chayim over here by the Sota as well. And if you're making Gzeirah Shavah from Mitzora. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Shmuel Hachinami. Well, that's actually true according to Rabbi Shmuel. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mei Kior, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mei Mayan. Right? Depending on what you hold was in the Kior. In the Kior, Rabbi Shmuel held it was Mei Mayan, which is Mayim Chayim, right? The undisturbed water. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you can just use, right, any type of water that was in the water that was in the kiyor, any type of mikvah water, whatever. So the chacham omer mishar memos hein. I mean, it can be any regular water. So in economics it says against says Rabbi Shmuel that you did need mayim chayim for the sota. So Gemara says, but 1 second, ikal mifrach. But the problem is that when you're comparing sota to mitzora, again, whenever you're learning a drasha from one to the next, right, you need the halachas to be similar. Right? If there's some anomaly to one of the halachos we're trying to learn from, so you can't necessarily learn one for the next. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Ikal mifrach." You can ask against this whole connection. Malam mitzora shekin ton eitz eres veizol v'shnita las. Right, well, mitzora requires much more than just some water and some earthenware jug or earthenware cup. Right, so it needs requires eitz eres veizol v'shnita las. Right, you get this red string and this is cedar, and what do they translate? The azov is like a hyssop or whatever. So funny. So in one of the kids' books, right, they're talking about the paraduma, which also needs these three things. And they have a shni tolas. They knew it was red, but they didn't know it was a worm. They didn't know it was a string because they have a depiction of a couple of branches and a red worm. Right, because a talas is a worm, but that's not what it means. It means it's a red string. Okay, seder. And somebody translated poorly. Anyway, so anyway, you have this kasha from Mitzora, right? That it requires all this other stuff. So Rabba says you're right. It must be a different drasha. The pasuk says b'chli cheres, right? Kli she'amarta she'amarti l'chakvar, that we have darshan out. Again, you put the water in a kli cheres, big kli cheres, seemingly right into right, the kli cheres that we know already, meaning the kli cheres that we use by a mitzora. Okay, so great. So that's a drasha that says that we only use the kli cheres. That doesn't tell me anything about the mayim chayim. Right? So that says it's a drasha from mitzora to sota. And then that works that way. We don't have to include any of the other details. Amar Rava lo shanu ela shanu nis achmu panav. And this is only true. I mean, you can only use this kli, right? If it lo nis achmu kamav, meaning it hadn't become black. It literally means his face hadn't become black. But it means it hadn't been used right over the fire. It hadn't been charred by use. Avon nis achmu panav psulim. But if you used it once and it became black, right? Then meaning that the face became kind of had soot or whatever it is on it. So then it's possible. My time. What's the reason? Demi demayim has to be similar, as I said before, to the water. My maim shelo nishtanu av kli shelo nishtanu. Again, they're just like the water is unaffected. So too, right, the kli right has to be unaffected. Boy, Rava says, 1 second. What? Hold on. Let me ask you a shayla. Can you get rid of that blackness? Meaning, let's say you use you tried to cook something in this earthenware pot, right? And so part of it, the fire kind of licked the side of it, became all black. Can you put it back in the kiln? Right? Can you put it back and change it and clean it off? So mi armina do we say came into idchu odama came into the hader. Do we say that this is again the whole this is already the sugi of dichui. The sugi of dichui comes up most famously right in sukkah, right? Again, when you have a hadas where it has berries on it, and can you pluck off the berries? Does that work? Right, a hadas with berries is no good. But let's say, can you pluck it off and make it good again? So is it kevin d'idchui? Since it has been d'achui, the conjugation of the Hebrew grammar, which I'm terrible at. Is there d'ichui? Can it be, if once it's been pushed off, meaning once it's been pasled, is it no longer good? Is it gone? Is it completely gone? Or maybe, kevin d'hadar, since you can bring it back, i.e., since you can pull off the berries, since you can put it back in the kiln and refire it and kind of burn off the black soot or whatever, so does that become good once again? So Tashma, bring a proof. Rabbi Lazar Omar, eitz eres veizol v'shnita las, she'ev shel behen kupaso la'achorav psulin. If you any of these items that you need to use for, let's say, for a mitzora, right, if they were used, right, if they were kind of used for something, and you used it to tie to the end of a kupa, to the end of a box, then psulin, they're no good again because they're changed, they're warped, right? They're not useful anymore. I have a awesome hadrei mifshati, right? And you could theoretically re-straighten out these items. Skomar says, no, Hazam de Iklif et Klufe, right, that's the only case, that when we say that they're apostle over there, and that price that we just quoted, right, that's only if something has been peeled off, something has been completely affected, something you can't put back, right? Again, you peeled off some of the bark, right, or you ripped off some of the leaves, or whatever it was, right, so that's no good, right? So there, Gemara doesn't really answer it. Gemara, it's a Bayad de Lifshita, And the Gemara kind of just leaves it as a question that doesn't resolve. Okay, and that's where we'll stop for today. And we'll have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.